You're listening to SBS News.
The push for a National Anti-Corruption Commission has been a long and public political debate. Now, the Labor caucus has approved the government's proposed legislation. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says the anti-corruption bill, being introduced to Parliament on Wednesday, aims to restore trust and integrity to federal politics.
Australian voters want to see that public officials, whether they be politicians or public sector workers, act in their interest. Australian voters want to see transparency and accountability. Labor has promised to establish a strong National Anti-Corruption Commission at two elections. Now, in government, we are delivering on that promise.
The government has pledged $262 million over 4 years for the establishment and ongoing operation of the Commission.
This funding will ensure that the Commission has the staff, capabilities and capacity to properly consider referrals and allegations, conduct timely investigations and undertake corruption prevention and education activities. The Commission will be adequately funded and its funding will have strong parliamentary oversight.
The Commission is to be built on 7 core design principles, including broad jurisdiction, independence from government, and the ability to hold public hearings in exceptional circumstances. It would also have retrospective powers to investigate historic allegations of corruption, but it would be up to the Commission to decide exactly how far back it looks. The legislation also provides strong protections for whistleblowers and exemptions for journalists to protect the identity of their sources. Independent Senator and former journalist Zoe Daniel says this last point is crucial.
Whistleblowers are just critical to the success of a corruption commission, and whistleblowers must be protected. Whistleblowers must not be punished for speaking up, and indeed nor should journalists be punished for publishing information from whistleblowers. So those protections are really critical.
The Attorney General says the commission could investigate third parties, addressing concerns raised by crossbenchers and the opposition. Greens Senator David Shoebridge says his party will continue to negotiate with the government on this issue.
We need to make sure that the Anti-Corruption Commission can not just look at entities that contract with the government, but look at corporate Australia's interest to change government policy.
In other legislation, Education Minister Jason Clare has introduced the federal government's childcare reform bill. With childcare prices increasing by 41% in the past 8 years, the reform looks to cut costs for 1.26 million Australian families with children. The government will lift the maximum subsidy rate to 90% for the first child in care. While it will cost the government $5 billion over the coming years, Minister Clare has framed this as an investment for both families and the economy.
Analysis by PwC indicates that if you invest in preschool for four-year-olds, every dollar you invest creates $2 for the economy. And I mentioned the Treasury analysis that shows that if you can make childcare cheaper, it helps more Australian parents, in particular mums, to be able to get back to work. And that the extra hours that they'll be able to work because of this policy equates to up to 37,000 extra workers in the workforce.
Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, says this measure would also help get more First Nations children into early learning programs.
All Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children will be able to access 36 hours of subsidised childcare a fortnight from July 2023. That's 3 to 4 days of preschool. These changes will benefit over 6,000 families.
The looming October budget has prompted opposition claims that the government is not doing enough to ease cost of living pressures for Australian families. The coalition has criticised Treasurer Jim Chalmers for claiming he will deliver what he calls a bread-and-butter budget next month, one that is basic and avoids extreme spending. Deputy Liberal leader Susan Lunny says Mr Chalmers is out of touch with Australians.
Since the government was elected, Australians are paying an extra $700 a month on an average mortgage. Record inflation is forcing them to pay more for less at the supermarket. And desperate families are still waiting for a $275 cut to their power bills, a promise Labor repeated 97 times before the election, but not once since. Acting Prime Minister, when Labor talks about bread and butter budgets, is it because that's all Australians are going to be able to afford this Christmas?
But Acting Prime Minister Richard Marles says current cost of living pressures come from a lost decade of economic activity by the former government.
We do understand that rising interest rates are putting real pressure on the budgets of Australian households. It's why we sought an increase in the minimum wage. It's why during this week we are introducing legislation which will reduce the cost of medicines, which will make childcare more affordable. It's why last week we saw the biggest increase in the pension in more than 10 years.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is one of nearly 200 dignitaries attending the funeral for former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Albanese says he has held bilateral talks with Japan's current leader, Fumio Kishida, at which he paid his respects to Mr. Abe. The Australian PM has also commended Mr. Abe's leadership in establishing the Quad partnership between Australia, Japan, India and the United States.
The tragic circumstances of his assassination is something that reverberated around the world. And I'm here with three former Prime Ministers, Prime Minister Howard, Prime Minister Abbott and Prime Minister Turnbull. What that says is how important the relationship between Australia and Japan is. It also says how important the respect is and the standing that Shinzo Abe had.
Mr. Albanese is expected to return to Australia in time for Parliament's final sitting day on Wednesday. Brooke Young, SBS News.